This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the fold at 7 after the hour are the members of the DJV clan, including me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all here purposefully to look at the top 10 stories, the charts from Talkers Magazine, as an ancillary piece to the official countdown show. The ladies and me from the DJV program every week at this time go through the charts with our comments and thoughts based on what we've talked about during the week on the DJV program. So if you don't hear the program on your station for whatever the reason, you catch it on the DJV podcasts or our place in the sun, if you will. The full show you can hear at djvshow.com. And you can get the charts at djvshow.com and talkers.com. And because everything is so heavily weighted toward the Russian Ukrainian war, I think we'll put off discussion of that so that we don't lose sight of some of the other things, ladies, that are on the charts this week. For example, at number 10, March Madness Sports, returning to the countdown list. Been a long time, pretty much since COVID, there hasn't been much sports on the list. But this week, March Madness and Tom Brady.
I know, yeah, Jennifer. It was a big sports week because you've got Tom Brady coming back. You have March Madness starting. Baseball back, finally made a deal. Spring training is underway. So those are all, you know, those are all good things for distractions if we need them from all of this.
Doesn't the Tom Brady announcement feel like it was a year ago?
It does.
Like it just feels
it
like
kind of does, yeah. Very long cycle.
He didn't pick the greatest time to, in the news cycle. He didn't pick the best, most optimal time to make that announcement, but yeah, it feels
like. Do you think it was lost on the public? Is that what you're suggesting,
Victoria? Well, I think that it was a big moment when it first happened. I remember when I got the TMZ alert or the ESPN alert on my phone, I couldn't believe it. And then it just, everything else in the world, you know, took the oxygen out of the room. Yeah. So, yeah. But I guess March Madness kind of puts more of a focus back on sports.
Well, for Victoria, the daylight savings time conundrum has taken the oxygen out of the room and apparently out of her life, because that's been... Other than Ukraine, that's what's been on her mind all week long. That's number 9 this week on the countdown list, the Daylight Savings Time Bill, which has been approved by members of both parties, apparently, although there was a big kerfluffle because the 9 Trumpsters in the House why didn't they support it? I guess that would be the question.
Well, I don't know about that, but this passed unanimously in the Senate. And so, you know, typically bills start in the House and go to the Senate, but this started in the Senate from Marco Rubio, and Cory Booker co-signed it. I mean, it was a bipartisan effort. It was unanimous.
Right.
So it went through the Senate really quickly. And so now the House was caught off guard, apparently by multiple people, including Nancy Pelosi, saying, well, we just didn't know it was going to happen that fast. But then they said
that
they're
in favor. Good job, Nancy, keeping your eye on the ball.
Well, they're focused on Ukraine. And so, and obviously that is a lot more important than me not sleeping.
She may bury it, and so that Marco Rubio backed up is supposed to go into effect in November of 2023 if it got speedy passage through the House. But now it's got bipartisan support in the House. It will pass. It will definitely pass the House of Representatives and make its way to Biden's desk. But they don't know when. They've kind of put it on the back burner, which is so weird. If you have something where there's actually bipartisan support and something that people can come together,
it shows you how ineffective and out of touch this bunch is with reality.
It just shows how much red tape is involved in everything.
Well,
because
and
Nancy
also,
Pelosi
I mean,
was saying they have to caucus and they have to do all this and that. And it's like, oh, my God.
And it does have to, I mean, it's true. They do have to go to committee and they do, I mean, it does have a process. You could expedite it. They do it all the time, or you could put it on the back burner. But I think that it's kind of interesting. They said that they're so busy focusing on Russia and Ukraine.
Right.
Okay. Well, we elect you to do multiple things. And I'm pretty sure you're not holding votes every single day, every single minute of your 8-hour
every minute isn't
about
Ukraine.
Ukraine. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's more
get
BS
on it, people. You don't want to hear from me.
All right. Well, hearing from you though, you think the bill is wrong-headed because it does the wrong thing. It addresses the problem but doesn't fix
I was in favor of keeping standard time, which sleep experts and, you know, fans of astronomy say, like, you know, we need to be closer to the natural progression of, you know, of the sun and how the planet is, you know, supposed, because, I mean, we made up. Daylight saving time is a man-made thing. So I was in favor of staying close to standard time. However, earlier this week on the DJV show, you did say that you thought it would be fine as long as we stopped changing the clocks. So I'm going to hold you to that. And on November of 2023, and so if it's just the matter of not changing clocks anymore and not having that disruption, if that does solve the problem, then I will tell you that you were right.
It is well,
a year and a half from now.
We'll all look forward to that a year and a half from now. That'll be great. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Number 8 on the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, the week of March 14th to the 18th, by the way, technology. I suppose this is not a clash. Technology and social media often, at least people who are unschooled in this, put the two of them together like me. When I think of social media, I think of technology, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the biggest tech story this week to come, and we'll have the whole the top five tech stories of the week later in the countdown hour, but the business with Facebook and the hack in Russia kind of turning things around. Don't you think that's a big story? The two of you, Jay,
sure,
the social media, and Victoria, the tech person on the staff. Isn't that, you know?
Yeah, I think that was really, it's very surprising, and just to bring you guys up to speed of what Doug's referencing, this week I was very surprised to hear Russia admit that their government websites have been hacked to a level that they have never experienced before.
By the good guys.
And we don't know who's doing it, the Ukrainians. I suspect that there are probably some anti-Putin Russians involved in this too. And what they did was they, like I said, the white hat hackers, the good guys. So, and they're not always good guys, but in this case, they're on the right side. And what they did was they hacked a bunch of government websites and altered hotline numbers, like the number that you can call for the Russian emergency services or situations is what they call it. They changed that hotline, and now it's a number for Russian soldiers to call if they want to defect from the
army.
Instead
of 911, it's yet 1-1.
Right. And then they also changed all the top news items on the ministry's homepage to don't believe Russian media, they're lying to you. I mean, this is a real direct hit. And as we know, Russia has the social media aspect. They've canceled Facebook, they've canceled Instagram. They've canceled TikTok. They're not allowing any social media happening at all. And a lot of Russian people are losing their internet connections completely. So this is so,
if you're Russian,
you
got to figure out what's happening, right? I mean, you have to go, huh? Why
you would think
going in this direction,
right? Yeah. You would
I guess
think
you're just afraid
so
to
blind.
See something.
So, what do you think, Jay? What do you see in terms of social media trends? Do you follow? We obviously are following what's going on in America, but there are other social media trends in Europe and the. You know, I'm wondering whether the usual stuff that we see on social media. A lot of it, anyway, gossip about stars and things that aren't necessarily on the top of mind when it comes to political realities. But lately, I think there's been a lot of social media that has just focused on the Russian situation. Has there not been
lot
of that?
Yeah, definitely a lot of conversation happening over Russia and Ukraine and everything happening there. How can there not be? Like you guys said earlier, it's taking all of the oxygen out of the room.
Yep. Yeah. All right, number 6 and number 7. And in a manner of speaking, go together to a point. And I'll put the example that I come up with is those people that were arrested in Florida this week involved in human trafficking. 108 people, a child sexual predator, prostitutes, people trying to sell prostitutes. This human trafficking thing has become a huge problem. But this is Disney, right? Wasn't it Disney?
Well, there was
employees?
4 Disney employees involved.
Yes, some employees from Disney. A former judge were amongst all of these people. It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
108 people. And the thing that the sheriff said that was really disturbing, And I commend all the law enforcement. They did undercover sting operations. I mean, this was a big operation to take down 108 people at once. But the sheriff said, you know, the sad thing is we can start a brand new sting operation tomorrow and fill all of these slots once again. That's how prevalent it is. And it seems to be, and this is just superficial. I don't have any data to back this up, but it feels like when we hear these trafficking stories, whether if it's not, you know, directly coming from the border situation, it's Florida. There are so many of these stories that keep, whether it's the Robert Kraft.
We have a lot in California, too, because of the proximity of the border. I think they're probably, you know, a lot of times they come over not only using our southern border, which is a big way, but they also, I mean, for a lot of the Chinese people who've been brought into the country, sex trafficking.
They go to California, right?
Yeah. And it's all shipping containers. I mean, they pack them full, which is disgusting.
I don't know where they're coming from in Florida, though. That's what it seems disturbing.
There's a couple of good, there's ports on both sides. St. Petersburg is a huge port. And actually, when you get down to the nitty-gritty south of Palm Beach County in that area that's between Fort Lauderdale and Miami where all the cruise ships come in, there's a ton of places they could be sneaking in. Remember, this is how they used to bring the drugs in, the low-flying planes that couldn't be detected or radar, all that stuff. And that sort of begs the question as well, you know, this is going after these people, as was suggested by the sheriff. Once you know, the vacuum that's created by these 108 people being arrested fill the next day, it's the same with drug traffickers. When you arrest a drug kingpin or a bunch of lieutenants that are selling drugs or even people on the street, the next day all those slots are filled again. You wonder, what's the point?
You have people, I mean, it's not the same in every state, but I know just speaking in California, especially if they're caught in places like Los Angeles, in many cases, they are either not arrested at all or they are just let out of jail the same day. You know, you go in for 2 hours. And, I mean, I've heard horror stories about people who police officers just had to let go because they didn't have the evidence where they knew these women were being groomed for sex trafficking in the backseat of people's cars. I mean, it's just not pretty disgusting.
All right, coming up next here on the Talk Radio Review, some of your comments through social media to some of the issues of the week. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments here on our overview from the DJV show of the Hot Hits and News Talk Radio.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after now. This is the Talk Radio Review. The DJV program hosts are working through the numbers here. Number four. Well, no, we're not doing that because we've got to do all the comments from social media, Jay, right? So let's get to that and go back to Victoria with her eyeballs in the back of her head as regarding the time change. What are our listeners? I know you did a poll this week on whether to go one way or the other way. So what are listeners saying, first of all, before we get to the poll?
Yeah, some of the comments. Tommy Barnes says, staying on daylight saving time may give that extra hour of daylight at the end of the day year-round, but think about people on the western edges of the time zones. The sun would not rise in those locations in December and January until around 9 a.m. each morning, and then adding, good luck getting kids into the classrooms long before the sun even comes up.
I thought that was a very interesting observation, Frankie. And the other interesting observation from our point of view is the radio stations that carry this program and other programs that are AM stations that are what we call daylight stations. Some of those stations wouldn't have any morning drive programming because they wouldn't get on the air until 9 o'clock. So there's something to be said for that. That's an interesting
observation. Well, and also the fact that's why I was in favor of permanent standard time, so that the sun rises when it's supposed to rise, and in the afternoon in the winter when it's supposed to be dark, it's not fun, but at the same time, like you said, Jay, a lot of people are saying, well, if you're on the western fringe of any time zone, it's just going to, the sun rises at 10 a.m. Like, that's crazy.
Hello. All right, what else do you have for comments here, Jay?
And that's kind of something that Linda Nelfer added, too. She kind of asked the question, how is remaining in standard time not the obvious choice?
Mm-hmm.
And then John Nielsen added, who cares? Does no one ever travel between time zones within the USA? You have to adjust 2, even 3 hours sometimes. And then added, much ado about nothing.
People, it's interesting because that's what happens to me every weekend when I go back and forth to Los Angeles. I'm out 3 hours and back in 3 hours, and sometimes in just 2 days or overnight. It doesn't bother me, but it affects everybody differently. Their circadian rhythms are different, and so you are affected differently by it.
So I kind of feel like when you travel and you have that jet lag or that time difference, you also have
that.
The adrenaline because you're doing different things. You're out of your normal routine when you're trying to stick with your normal routine, but the time has changed on top of you and you didn't even have the fun to go anywhere. It does make a difference.
All right. The poll that you asked about where should we be, standard time or daylight savings time, where'd you get out of that?
41% say keep it on standard time. 28% say keep it on daylight saving time. 12% want the twice a year time change. And
what?
19%,
crazy.
12% want
crazy
the twice
people?
A year. And then 19% do not care where the time lands on, just stop changing it.
I don't care where you go, just knock it off.
All right, next up, price of gasoline seems to have leveled off, but what are people paying? You've got a pretty good, interesting representation of what people are paying around the country.
Yeah, Susie Ortiz says it went from $4.95 a gallon to $4.89 a gallon in the last week, and that's in Arizona. Tim Palmer said that regular gas went down $4.09 to $3.87, and that's in Lexington, Tennessee. Fiona Nash is in Maui and said that their gas is running about $5.05, and Carol Naylor in Owensboro, Kentucky said $3.77 for a gallon.
You know, it's interesting. I used to go visit the station at Lake Havasu, and I filled up one day at that Chevron station, which is close to the radio station. Isn't that funny how, you know, you can put a pin right on the map when you're getting references from people. Thank you, Susie. More thoughts and more comments and more work here on this week's countdown, the charts for the week. We continue with that in a matter of moments here. 28 after.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House on Thursday passed a bill suspending normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus in response to Vladimir Putin's unprovoked attack on Ukraine. The president on Thursday.
Later today, together with other NATO allies in the G7, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, United Kingdom, as well as the European Union, we're going to jointly announce several new steps to squeeze Putin and hold him even more accountable for his aggression against Ukraine.
The bill would raise tariffs on goods from Russia and Belarus and give President Biden power to impose even stricter import taxes on their exports. The investigation into Tuesday's fiery head-on crash in West Texas has revealed a 13-year-old was driving the pickup truck that struck a van, killing 9 people, including 6 members of a college golf team and their coach. The NTSB is reporting the child's truck blew out its driver's side front tire just before impact. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
Russian President Vladimir Putin went on TV this week to slam Russians who don't back his war, calling them the scum and the traitors, and said a necessary self-cleansing of society will only improve Russia. President Vladimir Putin via a translator.
But any people, the Russian people especially, are able to distinguish true patriots from bastards and traitors, and will spit them out like a gnat that accidentally flew into their mouths. I am certain that this necessary and natural self-cleaning of our society will only strengthen our country, our solidarity, togetherness, and our readiness to answer any calls to action.
Well before Russian troops attacked Ukraine, American Jimmy Hill went there to be with his Ukrainian partner Ira, who has multiple sclerosis. When war broke out, Hill stayed despite the deteriorating conditions in the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv. Ukrainian police said he died during an artillery attack Thursday while he waited in a breadline. Because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Europe is going to have to wait at least several more years and may need NASA's help before its first planned Mars rover can get to work. The European Space Agency said Thursday that it will no longer attempt to launch the ExoMars rover this year on a Russian rocket and may now have to strip out many of the mission's Russian components. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour, as we continue with our thoughts with regard to the talkers' top 10 this week, the issues of the week, the people that people are talking about. We haven't even got to the people. I probably should do that because we'll get, I'm sure, into the Russian thing and Russia and China, and we'll lose the ability to go through that list. So I'll just give it to you now. On the people list, number 10, Tom Brady. Number 9, Jussie Smollett. Number 8, Chris Cuomo, Brittany Griner, I mispronounce that all the time, involved in the Russian mayhem. She's at 7, Trump is 6, Jerome Powell is 5, Xi Jinping is 4, Zelensky is 3, Putin is 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. Pretty much, again, reflective of what's what and who's who. COVID variants and how there's this new focus on BA2 this week. Is everybody going to have the pants scared off them again by the news media, or what's the scoop? I noticed that the Omicron variant has resulted in five times as many hospitalizations of children. And that seems to be something when you compare it to Delta and some of the other strains. This is info that the, community, what do I call them? The Center for Disease Confusion.
Yeah,
right, exactly. So what do we make of this?
I would just wonder, like, five times what? Everybody's always looking for the most salacious headline.
Right. Exaggerating everything.
Well, to make everything seem worse and to panic people. So, okay, if the number is five times, what was the original number? Because I haven't heard a lot about kids going to hospitals. I haven't heard a lot about,
I actually have. All through Omicron, like a lot of, I have friends with little ones who were too young to be vaccinated, and some of them were really sick, not hospitalized, thank God, but really sick with COVID. And, you know, I guess people were just tired of COVID. I understand it. We all have fatigue from it. But there were plenty of doctors on every network saying children's hospitals are full right now. These kids are really sick, and no one listened. And, I mean, I saw that constantly. And Omicron, for whatever reason, it just affected these young kids more than Delta. The five times thing, Jen, to give you, this is children ages four and younger, that the findings show that infants younger than 6 months accounted for 44% of all of Omicron hospitalizations. It's pretty high. 63% of hospitalized infants and children during Omicron had no underlying conditions. That was another thing that a lot of the children's hospitals were saying, perfectly healthy kids were now stuck in children's hospitals and they couldn't understand why they were being so affected by it. And then the CDC said that infants under 6 months, which, Doug, your grandson would be considered, you know, in this category, that they have protection from their mothers. The antibodies from the mothers are passed through to the baby. So that was another reason why they were saying if you're breastfeeding and you haven't been vaccinated, you might want to do that because it does pass through to the baby. Yep. But, yeah, a lot of sick kids with Omicron. Thank God that's over.
Well, there are a lot of things that we, I think we've overcooked this in my mind. And people who've gotten tired of it, the mask mandates, the discussion about whether you should take the pill and how much money the drug company is making, I think that's passé now. The stuff that's much more important, frankly, that's occupying our thoughts, and I think rightfully, say it again, Doug, rightfully so. Number three, number two, and number one are all kind of tied together on the story list. Number three, the economy, price of gasoline, that sort of thing. Jay, actually, on our social media, the thoughts that were exchanged by folks listening to our programs this week, we want to share some of those with us with regard to the economy. I think that would be, it's telling, actually, what some of these people are saying.
Yeah, we just asked what your opinion on the state of the American economy, and there were a lot of really great comments. Linda Stone feels like these are the worst, it's been the worst since the Carter years.
Mm-hmm. Gas prices in 1978 went through the roof and stayed there until Reagan was elected. That's why he lost the election. And that's why I said what I did earlier. The Democrats follow the trail that they're following at their own peril, frankly, because there could be a lot done to cut the taxes, get rid of the taxes for at least the time being, the federal taxes, the state taxes, and they're not doing it. And the Democrats are the ones that are in the way of it. So, anyway, keep going. Who else you got there?
Well, Bonnie Moyers called the whole thing a dumpster fire. Carrie Morgan feels like we're on the verge of a depression, not just a recession, saying that they've been through a few recessions, and this one just feels different. It feels like a full-blown depression on the way.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It won't be, though. Economically, it won't be. But it feels that way, and I understand that. It feels that way because we had a global pandemic on top of that created this. And so it's like you had two major things happening at once. People were worried about their own safety and the safety of their loved ones. And then you're looking at you're unemployed now and you're trying to figure out how to get a PPP loan for your company, or you're trying to get unemployment from your state. It was just so many things happening at once. It does feel a lot bigger, than it will, I think, in hindsight. Mm-hmm. I just don't think we're going to get out of it until we stop with the spending. I mean, if we want to keep spending, then we have to figure out where to cut. And the government does not want to ever cut. They always want to get bigger and bigger and more bloated, and people are making money off of things, and so they don't want to shut things down. And I fear, I mean, and I don't like to use the word fear, but I don't know how we can continue to just fire up the laser jet and keep printing money. It's not going to fix anything.
And the way that the, you know, there's no sunsetting of the laws, which is something that was almost mandated around the Carter years when so many things were being passed, so much money was being spent. We're spending so much more money now than ever has been the case. And I don't know if that's personal as well as, you know, on the federal level or the governmental level. I thought the comment that listener Chris Lantiff, if that's the way he pronounced his name, made Jay, was pretty interesting. Grandmas and grandpa that reuse aluminum foil. I remember my mother used to do that.
Wait, what is the comment? Someone reuses.
Yeah, Chris said some of y'all's grandmas and great grandmas used to save and reuse their aluminum foil, and you are about to find out why.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to do it.
I did. I still do it.
How about don't use aluminum foil because it's not good for your health?
Well, that's not what people are. Thanks for that suggestion.
Well, I don't use it. It's not good for you.
No, it isn't. Well, doesn't the stuff come off when you're cooking it?
Aluminum into your food. It's horrible for you.
It's yummy.
I've heard Dr. Jack Stockwell talk about that a lot. It's really bad for you.
Yep.
So just don't do it.
All right.
You
thank you, Victor. Yeah, there's not to save it. The number two story has to do with how the Chinese are playing into this with the Russians. I think a lot of us have been talking about and hearing discussions about how the Chinese are sort of backing down a little bit. Is that a pipe dream, or is there some proof, is there some evidence that China is backing away from supporting Russia, as many thought they were early on? I don't know that
there are a lot of people who are wishful thinking that they're going to back off. And there are a lot of people on both sides of the political aisle who believe that China can be the one to end this war because they can just shut off Vladimir Putin. I just don't think realistically they're going to do that. China doesn't care about human suffering. They care about their bottom line. And, they may not like the idea of a sovereign country being invaded, but they're going to do the same thing with Taiwan. And they've got so much invested in Russia and the United States, for that matter, and most of Europe, that they're going to just sit in the middle on this. I cannot see them trying to get so involved because all of these are their customers, right? We're their customer. Russia's their customer. Everybody's their customer. And I think there are a lot of people out there who think that the Biden administration included, thinking they can put the pressure on China to stop supporting Russia. And I hope they can. I'm rooting for the case.
So isn't Joe Biden speaking with Xi about Russia this weekend?
Yeah, yes.
Supposedly. That'd be an interesting conversation. So what will he say to China? We're going to get you if you back China, if you back
Russia.
Well,
there's a lot of economic consequences, right? I mean, there's more leverage than I think a lot of people may realize with China. Jen's 100% right. I totally agree. They obviously, look at their track record. They don't care about human life at all. They just don't. Look at what they dismiss the Uyghurs in concentration camps. They don't care. So cleansing, that's their ethnic cleansing, which they've been accused of for years now. It's only recently become, a headline. But what I do believe, though, and this is why I'm a little bit optimistic, financially, China's all about the bottom line. And if there is no upside to supporting Russia and giving them, whether it's, giving them weapons or giving them more loans, Russia, I mean, by the skin of their teeth, just made an interest payment of $117 million this week. They've got $2 billion coming up that's going to be called in loans in the beginning of April. There is no upside to bankrolling a country that can't pay the loan back. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really basic accounting. So I just think if this keeps going the way that it is with Russia, and these sanctions are really hitting the Russian economy hard, I can see China kind of maybe just inching away from it.
All right. So let's talk about the rumors that Russians have killed U.S. soldiers. I don't think we have any soldiers in Russia, first of all. But at any rate, the Russians are claiming.
Journalists killed, but I haven't heard of...
There have been Americans killed, an American
Jimmy
journalist.
Hill, who's an American
over the
citizen.
Weekend.
What's he,
Jimmy
what
Hill.
He doing there?
Well, Jimmy Hill was a citizen who was in a bread line when Russian forces opened up and killed, I think, 10 people, and he was one of them. I think he might have been over there with family, something like that, 67 years old.
Oh, he's the guy who went there with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or his partner. Yeah. You're right. Oh, horrible.
All right. Trade relations. The House has passed this bill to end normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus. So it's passed. Everybody signed off. It was like 424-8, so the only 8 who voted against it were those Trumpers, right, in the House.
What was their reasoning? I don't know if it's the Trumpers. You can call them Trumpers or Trump supporters, but I don't know that Trump would be in line with this. I think Trump would cut off trade relations. That's very much in his wheelhouse. But their reasoning is that they don't have trust in the Biden administration to cut ties with the other bad forces. So they think that they're ending ties with Russia to go work with Venezuela, to go work with Iran. The reason they think that is because the Biden administration's running back into a deal with Iran, negotiated by Russia, who they say is cutting off. They've even had members of the team who's negotiating this walk off, people that work for the Biden administration, because they know how bad this deal is for America. And literally, it releases the sanctions we've put on Russia so that Russia can start making money from Iranian infrastructure. I mean, it makes no sense for the American people. And I don't understand.
Everything's so complicated.
They can sell it.
And
that's the thing, is they're banking on people being stupid and out of touch. And I don't
know. A lot of Ukrainians
going on.
From around the world, some 320,000 as of this week, former citizens returning home to Ukraine to help them fight off the Russians. That's a big number. How are they getting back in there? As many people getting out, more people actually leaving.
Easier to get in than get out.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Trains are empty.
So the
but that's an impressive number. I mean, we've known that there's global support for Ukraine, but 320,000 men and women going back, that's incredible. That's brave.
I think it is, and it says something about those people. I heard the other thing that I heard this week consistently was how corrupt the Ukrainians are, the government there is, and how corrupt all Russian, the Eastern Bloc countries are all just completely corrupt. And one wonders how that's going to play as this thing continues to escalate. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 47 After on the Talk Radio Review.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
I need 4 more of the brisket carnitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and with short staff, let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Mm-hmm.
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Three after the hour now. Let's turn the DJV focus on to Nick Miles, who runs a website called OurAutoExpert.com. How do you like that enunciation, Mr. Miles? My grandson is Miles. Mr. Miles! Oh. Yeah, did I tell you? You knew my grandson's name was Miles?
No, I'm learning that for the first time. I'm also learning that you went to finishing school, so you did such wonderful enunciation.
Well, that's because I'm a professional pronouncer on the radio, and I have to be explicitly sharp when it comes to consonants and vowels. OurAutoExpert.com. Okay, so let's get away from all that silly stuff. Electric cars, this is ad nauseum stuff. Is it just you and me? All this focus on let's buy electric cars, that's going to save the world. It's just such nonsense. Never mind that they're no fun to drive, but although I drove a Tesla and it was kind of fun. You can put your foot to the floor and, you know, if you don't run out of battery juice in the first 10 minutes, you're all set, I guess. But what is going on in the electric car world?
There's a lot. There is a lot going on. I mean, I wouldn't say it's no fun to drive, but there are people that choose that they are, you know, they choose that they're fun to drive, and there's still room for the gas, and we're going to be a long time. I mean, 2040 is when most people say that they're going to be going all electric for production cars, but there'll still be people making gas cars, and there'll still be people buying and owning gas cars, and so you know, it's that'll work out perfectly for just about when I won't be buying new cars anymore. Thank you very much. I'll be sticking with what I've already chosen to gather in my garage for my my lifetime. Yeah, there's a lot going on in electric cars. They're falling out of the sky almost this year. New ones coming left, right, and center. I was just looking at a whole list of new cars that are on the awards list this year. And, in fact, for World Car of the Year, there isn't a single gas car.
Really?
Yeah, it's just crazy. They're all electric. So, but there are some amazing. I had a new Jaguar F-Type in my garage to test this week, and I was just like, you know what? This is all gas. And it reminds me of how amazing these cars still are. The one big thing that electric car manufacturers have not done, they've done a lot of things. They've done make noises when you, you know, you put your foot down and you hear you accelerate. But there is still, there's no noise when you idle. Mm-hmm. And there's no vibration when you sit at a light.
Yeah,
when you sit at a light and you idle, I miss that rumble of the car idling at the light. And I miss that sort of idling when you pull up to that great V8 engine next to you. And you hear that sort of Jaguar F-Type idling, you know that that guy is going to put his foot down on the light and take off.
Mm-hmm.
And in an electric car, it's just completely silent, mm-hmm. which is kind of funny. But I miss that sort of idle rumble at the light, which you don't get with electric cars. I know I'm just clutching at straws here for things
yes,
that are
you
different.
Are. Yeah. All right, we were talking about the Range Rover. You're driving the new one next week. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have a new one that they're driving around in. And I'm looking at the website, the Range Rover website, because I've been driving Range Rovers, as you know, since 1990. I think I had the first one in 94. And I remember paying, it was the LR4, the original version, it's called the Discovery. And I think I paid $23,000 or something for it then. And I noticed on the website, the new Range Rover starts. The full-size one starts at $101,000. and as I look at it, you know, the lines look exactly the same. The rear is a little different light-wise, and there are more amenities, the seats and stuff. You're going to drive it. What do you know about it before you drive it, or are you just going to be just looking at it sight unseen?
No, it does come in a plug-in hybrid version. You know, everybody wants to do that because you get that fantastic tax credit. The government are going to pay you to drive away a car. I mean, everybody wants that sort of money. So it will do that version of it. But the capability gets better and better every year, and the luxury features get better and better every year. Even though you say they look exactly the same, you put them next to a Range Rover year by year, they do remarkably different. The body changes quite significantly as well, and the capability changes quite significantly. When you actually get these things off-road, and, you know, you and I don't do this. I think they've done the calculations at Range Rover. Less than 0.01% of people actually take – you might curb it on Rodeo Drive occasionally when you're shopping. But the truth is – nobody does that, but they do take us out in these desert roads, and these things can really do it. I mean, if you get the chance on the farm to take it off road,
I've never gotten stuck in any Range Rover I ever had, and I've put them into some pretty muddy, miserable, wet situations, so I'm with you on that one. All right, congratulations just for being here, Nick.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.